This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue recently went to Buenos Aires to take part in the G20 meetings of agriculture ministers. Perdue had a chance to visit with his counterparts from other nations and said the event went well.
Gives you an opportunity, like many meetings, you probably get more out of the individual visits and personal visits than you do the written statements and reading of the statements of the communique and directorate there. But we did have an opportunity to visit with several colleagues from EU, Germany, France, Turkey, UK, and others in that regard, and had good productive conversations there with the EU regarding how we could follow up on the decision and the announcement from President Trump and President Juncker this past week.
Perdue says there was a celebration to commemorate U.S. pork getting back into Argentina. He says the interesting part of the celebration was finding out there's a high demand for the product.
We also celebrated our entry of pork into Argentina. We had a great event with cooperators there, importers, as well as chefs. It was a very lively meeting with chefs, very anxious to have our pork products into Argentina. And pork is not consumed that much in Argentina. They were looking forward to introducing that to their consumers in Argentina. And we had some nice honey-baked ham there, as well as other products that they really seemed to enjoy.
Perdue says he also talked with Argentinian officials about future business opportunities.
Wound up really with a great bilateral meeting with Minister Echeverri of Argentina. Their interest in having a bilateral relationship on beef, we talked about the things that needed to happen for that to take place. And then the end of the trip with a visit out to a ranch. Really, it was the Polo Ranch, where this very innovative technological company using cloning techniques to develop expert polo ponies.
Perdue also discussed the idea of implementing reforms to the World Trade Organization.
Wound up really with a great bilateral meeting with Minister Echeverri of Argentina. Their interest in having a bilateral relationship on beef, we talked about the things that needed to happen for that to take place. And then the end of the trip with a visit out to a ranch, really it was the Polo Ranch, where this very innovative technological company using cloning techniques to develop expert polo ponies.
That was U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue.
Most of the conversation had to do with the enforcement of the things like the OIE and the standards that we have agreed upon based on sound science. And many countries follow those and some choose to ignore them. And what we were trying to determine is how we can make the WTO a more of an organization that truly guides international trade the way it was intended.
The aid package announced to offset harm by the Trump administration's trade policy for agriculture could be ready to go by October, according to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. While in Argentina as part of the G20 meeting of agriculture ministers, Perdue told Reuters the aid package could have payments reaching farmers by late September. The plan would include between $7 billion and $8 billion in direct cash relief, as the Department of Agriculture expects U.S. farmers to take an $11 billion hit due to retaliatory tariffs after Washington placed duties on Chinese goods. However, Perdue cautioned, obviously this is not going to make farmers whole. Checks will go out to farmers as soon as they prove their yields, according to Perdue, who says the yields will be based on actual production, not historical averages. The program is a response to trade tariffs implemented on U.S. agricultural goods for the 2018 crop year only, as Perdue says, we do not expect to do this over a period of time. The U.S. and Mexico are nearing an agreement on the trade of automobiles as part of the North American Free Trade Agreement renegotiation effort. Politico reports the U.S. and Mexico are in the final stages of reaching a deal on the automotive rules of origin section of NAFTA, key to completing the renegotiation. A team of negotiators is in Washington, D.C. this week to continue the talks. However, other issues within the negotiations include a sunset provision and dispute settlement, along with dairy trade, remain unsettled. President Trump has leaned towards striking a deal with Mexico first before moving on to hashing out details with Canada. However, officials from Canada and Mexico agree that any final deal would be trilateral between the three nations. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said last week that finishing the talks with Mexico could put pressure on Canada to reach an agreement. scrapping Canada's dairy supply management system, a goal for the U.S. as part of the negotiations, remains unacceptable, according to trade officials from Canada. The Farm Show will return after these messages. Sievers Equipment will be hosting several free Case IH Combine productivity clinics. The first of these clinics will be at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, August 5th in Auburn. Starting at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, August 2nd, Sievers will be having another free Case IH Combine productivity clinic at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds in Carlinville. The last clinic will be taking place again on Thursday, August 2nd in Hamel and will start at 5:30 p.m. By attending one of these free clinics, you can learn about Case IH genuine parts and service, and there will be a combine inspection that can save you money and time at harvest. Learn about a wide selection of combine product support kits and increase combine productivity. To sign up or attend one of these clinics, contact your Sievers location or representative, or simply arrive at the location the day of the clinic. August 7th, DeKalb Asgrow has an evening field day starting at 4:30 p.m. Registration for this event will begin at 4 p.m. There will be several areas of agronomy discussed, including integrated solutions, growing season review, top corn and soybean product overview, and an Ask the Agronomist segment. This field day will be held in Golden Gate, Illinois. Dinner will be served following the talks at 6:30 p.m. along with some giveaways. See your DeKalb and Asgrow retailer for more information. There will be a workshop on successful phosphorus management on August 9th at the Carlinville Extension Office. The workshop starts at 9 a.m. and runs through noon. Lunch will be provided, so it is asked that you RSVP by August 6th by calling the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District at 217-854-2626, Extension 3. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and dinner. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., the Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available, and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. Come on out for the first annual Chesterfield Car and Truck Show. Registration will begin at 8 a.m., awards and raffles will be announced at 3 p.m., and the Chesterfield Community Center will be serving fish sandwiches, hot dogs, water, and soft drinks from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can vote for your favorite truck by using pennies. All proceeds will go to the Macoupin County Center for the Developmentally Disabled. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.